that cliff. This river runs out of there, or did run out of there. So you can imagine what a thundering, amazing sight that must have been. The cave itself is no wider than this set of whatever you call these risers here. So it's not very big, and that river just ran right out of there. That must have been powerful and loud and amazing, especially to those ancient worshipers of that fertility cult. I wish I could see it, but I can't. They built religious enclosures, sacred areas out in front of it. Let me show you. Probably looked something like this. In front of the cave itself was a temple. Now, until recently, they always said that was the temple to Caesar Augustus, built by Herod's dad, Herod. Herod the Great, the one who killed the babies in Bethlehem. Now they have found another temple a couple of miles away. So now scholars are saying, well, we're not sure anymore who that temple was to. But the stream ran right under that temple. The artist tried to show that here, but they made a tiny little stream about 3 feet wide. It actually is about 30 feet, 40 feet wide. So it was much more impressive than that. But there was a temple on the left. I don't know who it was for. Maybe it was Caesar. It doesn't appear so. But let's leave that one because that's not the one I have in mind. Next to it was the open air shrine to Pan. Now, please don't take this offensive if you're Catholic, but this was the Vatican for Pan. That is, this is where the Pan religion was headquartered. So it was a big deal for the worshipers of Pan. And on the annual festival, probably of Pan's birthday, although some gods had annual festivals on other days, on the annual festival, people would come from around the world to come to this Pan shrine because they wanted to receive the fertility that Pan offered. We'll come back to that. Next to it was a temple that was probably being built in Jesus' time, turned out to be a temple to Zeus. I don't think he saw that. They may not have even been started on it yet, but could have been. But again, that's not where the center of our focus is. To the right of that temple of Zeus was the open-air shrine where Pan was actually worshipped. His temple was this one, and this is where the congregants gathered. I'll show you in a minute. So imagine a very religious place, very pagan place, up against the face of the cliff, dedicated primarily to Pan. So what was Pan worship? Well, to be honest with you, I'll take you to that one first. Let me go back to that one. It's hard for me to describe, not only because my words are limited, but because I want to be sensitive not to be offensive. What this was pretty disgusting and ugly. Because Pan worship had enshrined within it all of the garbage that the ancient world connected to the practice of fertility. Let me at least show you some of the structures without offending you, hopefully. To the left is the cave. To the right, you can see a man-made niche, grotto, where Pan was worshipped. So let's go a little bit closer there. You can see a platform out in front of it. There's the grotto of Pan as it looks today. And the, I suppose you would call it, Holy of Holies, where that pavement is, where the priest would go to worship Pan. Now, the statue of Pan stood in that grotto. What was worshipped of Pan, Pan is portrayed as half goat, half man, half human, the upper part human and the legs of a goat. I found two statues that I didn't think would offend somebody. But what was worshipped about Pan was his reproductive member. And that was usually separable, and that was paraded through town, and people would worship it and anoint it and sacrifice to it because what they were worshiping was Pan's ability to give them fertility. Now, I'm sorry if that's... I just need you to feel the gripping paganness of this place. Around the outside, notice those little inverted bathtub-type things in the cliff. In those, apparently, we don't know because the statues are gone, were probably Pan's mistresses called nymphs, like Echo is one of his nymphs. And that rock face is covered with those nymph grottos, just many of them, like it was a rock covered with the gods. To the right of that. There's one of those grottos.